So, Kristen, today we're going to talk about Haywire, and I'm very interested to hear what you have to say about this film because this is an action film with a real live female action heroine, which
She's
you
a
love,
mixed martial arts
mixed martial
fighter.
arts fighter, Gina Carano, in her first, basically her first major role. But it's directed by Steven Soderbergh, who I love, and you, I think, to put it mildly, don't. So
That's a nice way to put it.
I was very curious to see what you would think of this film. This is sort of Steven Soderbergh, the brainy, artsy director,
You
going
mean
into the. That's
irritating,
what right. That's.
heavy-handed? Oh no, I'm sorry.
I love Steven Soderbergh. I think he's one of the smartest directors around. I think his films are visually really interesting, and here he's going in for the B grade action flick. And so I feel like this has some real pros and cons for you. So I'm really curious to hear what you have to say about
Well,
Haywire.
you know what? I'm going to tell you what I think about Haywire.
All right.
But first, let's introduce ourselves. This is Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie
How I feel about Steven Soderbergh. There are a
Yes.
lot of adjectives for my feelings that probably aren't appropriate to say on air because I'm not a mean person usually. Well, I can be a
And
little
you
bit.
didn't like it, and you didn't like traffic.
Oh my
You didn't
God, traffic
like.
was so preachy and heavy-handed, and I don't know if it was supposed to feel dated, if that was like something he was going for, but it felt incredibly dated.
And
I
you
thought
didn't
Erin
like.
Brockovich was just silly, frothy,
Yeah, okay. Now I was not a big
pretty
fan of
bad.
Aaron Brockovich,
Yeah.
and no, Steven Soderbergh is probably going to stand up and make a big case for Aaron
Right.
Brockovich.
Yeah, and Schizopolis, the most irritating experimental film ever made, that every man,
Right.
and I'm sorry, I've said this to you before, what is it about men of a certain age that really insist on forcing the females in their lives to watch that movie over and over again?
Look, I count myself out of that. I have actually not
You've
even
never
seen.
forced me to watch
I've
this
never
movie.
forced you to watch it. I've never forced anyone to watch it. I have not seen that one.
Okay, all right.
But I mean, The Girlfriend Experience, Full Frontal. Do you not like the Ocean's 11 films?
They're fine.
They're fine.
But I mean, yeah, they're fine.
All
They're
right.
fine.
So Steven Soderbergh, poor track record with you, but here comes Haywire. I'll do the plot summary. Gina Carano, mixed martial arts fighter, plays Mallory Kane. She's a freelance covert ops agent. She pulls a job in Barcelona trying to rescue a hostage. The job goes wrong. She winds up being on someone's hit list, and before she knows it, everyone is basically out to kill her, and she's trying to figure out who's behind it, why, and what happened in Barcelona. And that Barcelona comes up a lot, which is one of the things I like about this film, the Barcelona job. So
Yes.
that's the basic. There's the plot is much more complicated than that, but that's the basic rundown.
And you want to know how I feel about it, don't you?
I do. Well, here's what I want to know. What do you think? And this is what I think probably everybody wants to know. When you've got an unknown actor, especially an unknown actress like this handling a big role, and a woman handling an action role. How does she do? Can she carry it off? Is she believable? Does it look like, she's actually, beating up these guys? Does she look convincing, holding a gun? All those things.
Well, the answer to your question is yes, and I loved it.
You loved it.
I loved
I'm
it.
surprised. We were just in the takeaway, so I know that you loved it, but I was surprised to hear that you loved it that much. Tell me why.
I
I think you loved it more than
loved
I
it.
did.
I loved it. Well, part of it might be based on my low expectations.
Okay. Okay. All
But I
right.
actually think that that's only a marginal part of my great review of this movie. I think mostly it was fun to watch. It was unexpected. The violence is so shocking and surprising
It
and
is. It's
realistic.
really, really brutal.
And she is so fierce. If I mean, I can't think of another female I've seen in this kind of action role where I believed every second of it.
Right. No, I can't either.
That she's jumping off of buildings. There's a scene where she's just running for several minutes.
Yes, that really long take where she's running through, I think it's Ireland. I'm not sure where
Yeah,
she is in
and
that
she's
scene, but yeah.
running and running and running. She's not wearing running shoes.
Right.
She is running and running and running after this guy. I think it's like a single take.
It's a single take, and it lasts what seems like probably at least a solid minute,
yeah,
right?
And
it's just and the camera is just on her, and it's not the kind of thing that you see very often in a film, these kinds of long takes, which he does a lot in the movie. But yeah, and it really builds a sense of I don't know how, but it builds a real sense of dread and anticipation, because you just feel like at any moment someone's going to come around the corner and brain her or do something, right?
Yeah, and I just that one running scene, I thought, could I run for 90 seconds straight, not in running shoes, at top speed,
right,
while looking very pretty,
right,
with the camera following me the whole time, and then just beat the hell out of somebody?
Right.
Could I do that? I couldn't. No. I can't do either of those things.
Right.
Much less at, you know, back to back. I just thought she was so fierce.
It's
so
interesting.
Convincing. And,
yeah.
And I really, I mean, I've said this before, I'll say it again. I love the Jolie. Love to watch
sure.
her, but I never believe that she's beating the crap out of anyone when she's doing it with her skinny little Jolie arms.
You mentioned on the show just earlier on the takeaway that you mentioned Angelina Jolie's skinny arms. Were you thinking about the Golden Globes? Did you see her on the Golden Globes?
She always looks a little skeletal to me.
You know, it was one of those moments, and I hate to be one of these journalists who's always, you know, sort of looking for the next anorexia victim, you know, but I saw Angelina Jolie presenting on the Golden Globes, and I just thought, holy God, what has happened to her arms? I mean, she looked like a Holocaust victim.
Her forearms are larger than her upper arms now at this point.
I mean, you could see, like, the ball of her shoulder. I mean, there was no fat or muscle or anything, and for the most part, in an action film, that's what the heroines look like. Angelina Jolie or, say, Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah,
right?
Uma
Thurman, who looks in the Kill Bill movies a little stronger. But you're
only
right. She's, again,
marginally,
yeah,
though.
Very marginally.
I mean, she's like half a foot taller than me, and I bet I weigh more than her.
Right.
I mean, not Uma Thurman. I am not out to kill you, but I'm just saying I could beat you up.
Right.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Yeah. And watching Gina Carano in Haywire, I do not doubt for a minute that she could kill both of us.
Right.
And
right.
She wouldn't break a sweat even. She would just come in here and she would ram our heads into the studio wall and we'd be dead. That's it.
It was unusual for me, too, watching her, again, because as a moviegoer, maybe as a man, I'm so used to seeing these little skinny things on film that there were a lot of times when I was noticing how solidly built she was. I mean, obviously she is – you know, she's a mixed martial art fighter, so she's got this physique, right? But, I mean, even on top of that, she doesn't have the little Barbie doll waist and that little narrow Barbie doll derriere that everyone's got in the movies. You know, she's got these powerful legs. I mean, you can see the muscles in her legs through her jeans. You know, her legs are incredible. And there are these moments when you're looking at her and she looks kind of stocky and kind of big. But I think that's what she looks like is a woman, an actual woman, like you might see in your normal life, right? Because she's not this little, you know, skinny, drawn-out thing.
Yeah, she came into studio this week. She and Steven Soderbergh were in studio to be interviewed by The Takeaway. And I have to say, standing next to her, she didn't look the least bit stocky. She just looked like a beautiful woman.
Is that right?
Yeah, standing next to her, I'm like, oh, I'm actually, you know, I would say she and I are comparable in size.
She's smaller than I would have guessed.
Well, not height wise. I just mean build wise.
Uh-huh,
like,
okay.
You know, as far as how broad our shoulders are and so on. I would say she didn't look any thicker than I am.
Uh-huh.
But except she was a lot taller than me.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But I think that she just looks stocky when everybody else in Hollywood, as you're saying, looks
right.
like the Jolie. But
right.
But to go back to the movie for a second, not only did I find her totally convincing, her physical presence is fantastic in the movie. I thought she was very pretty to look at, too.
She is pretty.
Is that ridiculous for me to say in this
No,
movie?
Not at all. I think she has kind of a this is maybe the wrong word to use, but there's a kind of tomboyish prettiness to her because, again, she doesn't have these little fine Nicole Kidman features. You know, she has a face, she has a real chin, she has a real nose, and she is pretty. She does have nice features. One scene I liked in that film. Now, when you're a female spy in a movie, one thing you can always be sure of is that you'll have to wear a really nice dress to a fancy party, right? That always happens.
Oh, at least once, with really uncomfortable shoes.
Right, of course. So she gets to do that with Michael Fassbender on her arm, and they're in somebody's mansion. And she's put on the dress, and it's very clear that she looks uncomfortable in it. Remember, at first she says to him, "I don't wear the dress." You know, but they insist, and so she has to wear the dress. And I feel like it's part of her persona and part of her character and maybe part of her in real life that she just looks a little ill at ease in this kind of bare-shouldered gown, you know, tottering around on the heels. She doesn't look that comfortable. And there's also that really nice scene where she begins to feel that perhaps something is up, and she very quietly, while she's walking across the carpet, removes those shoes. She takes off the first high heel, takes off the second high heel, and you start to realize, uh-oh.
You know, something bad
yeah,
is
something's
about to happen.
About to happen. And there are some nice moments in there that play with her femininity and her femaleness that I thought were nicely handled.
Yeah, and yet at the same time, I don't feel that they were exploiting her sexiness at any point.
No, never.
Or exploiting the fact that she was a woman, which I feel that is a big problem with a lot of action movies with women.
Sure, yeah.
They insist on putting them in bikinis while they're fighting.
Yeah, tights and spandex.
Or they put them into sexual scenarios where they kill and there's sex at the same time.
Yep. And Sucker Punch, a good example of that.
Or there's gratuitous rape scenes because the woman has to be out for revenge after being gang raped or something.
Yeah, yeah, right,
I think that's a very common thing in movies.
Very common.
And I just hate that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that this one, she was just playing a role that could have been played by a man or a woman in lots of ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that it wasn't about sex. It was really just about this is a very, very fierce black ops super killer.
Right.
And you do not mess with her.
Right.
And look
what
happens when you mess with her.
Right. Right.
And I loved that. I didn't want any of that sexiness. And one other thing I really loved about the movie, the kind of B movie action sort of 1970s quality to it, mm-hmm. almost, that the way the camera moves, the way the music is used.
Yeah.
In some ways, it's almost like a Starsky and Hutch episode, the way they use the music in some scenes, which I just loved. I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just thought it was good, good fun. And it, you know. Who doesn't like seeing a girl beat up every major star in Hollywood?
That's right. That's right. You know? I think my, one of my favorite scenes is when she is she's got a man on a bed and she is I won't say who although if you've seen the trailer you might guess but she's got a man on a bed and she lies back and just chokes the life out of him with her upper thighs,
which are very strong.
Yeah, which are clearly lethal. And and there's something very – and people in that film – people in the screening that I was at were laughing and because it was just such a funny – sort of sexualized and really brutal, brutal scene. And I loved that whole mix of that and I thought he did that very well in the movie. I will say I did not like the movie I think as much as you did for one reason, and I am going to say that despite all the great things we have said about Gina Carano – I do not think she can act yet. Mm. And I felt that that was a bit of a problem. I feel like she has a very she didn't seem comfortable kind of modulating her voice in any way. All her statements sounded kind of flat and declarative. And I was kind of noticing in the film that one of her co-stars is Channing Tatum, who is
the worst actor in Hollywood.
Wooden is just not even doesn't begin to describe him. And she made Channing Tatum look like he was really good.
I have to agree with you about that because I was like, I don't think I've ever seen Channing Tatum better in movies.
Right.
And then I realized, oh, this is why.
But right.
That being said, I felt that her kind of stiff acting style worked for the kind of character she was playing.
Okay.
You know, she is supposed to be somebody who's comfortable with killing. She's supposed to be all business. She's supposed to be.
Yeah. Okay.
And considering that, I thought that style was fine. I mean, I wouldn't want to put her in a movie like Steel Magnolias or anything. But
right.
I think that for this movie and what it was, totally fine. Totally, totally fine with that.
All right. So you say good date. You say great date, I guess.
I say it's an awesome date. Yeah.
I say good date, and I say that as a guy who just saw a movie about a woman who did nothing but beat up other guys. So and I was comfortable with that. I was okay with that.
Maybe you actually like that, Rafer.
Maybe I do.
That's another podcast.